Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to divide and conquer. Streamline household and family tasks by deciding once who handles whole areas of responsibility. Then you can do your jobs as you best see fit, and you can stop worrying about other people's fears of influence. Maintaining a home and raising a family are huge jobs that encompass myriad responsibilities: lawn care, home maintenance, cooking, grocery shopping, cleaning, checkups and the like for you and your kids, managing children's special needs or therapies, pet care, birthday gifts and celebrations, car maintenance, financial management, arranging childcare either full-time or after school and in the summers, keeping up with what's happening in your neighborhood or your religious community or your kids' schools, troubleshooting cable and internet issues, taking out the trash and recycling. I bet you could list at least a dozen more areas of ongoing responsibility. We all feel like we are doing a lot. And when we do, it is easy to feel that maybe other people aren't doing a lot. Such is the stuff of so many household arguments. This is especially true because sometimes labor isn't immediately visible. One party might resent spending time cooking dinner if he or she just signed a bunch of kids up for summer camps, but how is anyone else in the household supposed to know that this project just consumed the last 2 hours? So here is one approach to making the logistics run more smoothly and to limit everyone's mental load. Divide and conquer. List household responsibilities and then assign full responsibility for these tasks to adults and older children in the household. So for instance, one person might be in charge of grocery shopping. One person could be in charge of trash and recycling. One person could be in charge of bill paying. One person could be in charge of all veterinary care. You get this idea. The division of labor is efficient because people develop expertise. When the sink springs a leak, there is one person in charge of plumbing who knows exactly which plumber to call and what is a reasonable amount to pay for this service. The party in charge of summer camp planning knows exactly how to fill out all the forms and when the deadlines are. People can relax about the areas that aren't their jobs because, well, they aren't their jobs. No need to worry about whether the trash that normally goes out on Mondays needs to go out on a different night because of an upcoming holiday. The person in charge of trash and recycling will deal with that. Now, of course, this might not all run completely smoothly. Perhaps one sphere becomes utterly overwhelming, in which case roles might need to be renegotiated. Certain spheres are probably best split for emotional and relationship building reasons, such as taking care of small kids during non-school and work hours. All parties should know at least something about family finances, even if one person handles the logistics. So not everything is going to be completely divided and conquered. And of course, there's this common question: what do you do when someone appears to just not do their stuff? Everyone suffers if the trash doesn't go out to the curb on trash day and the garage reeks for the entire next week. Someone once left a comment on my blog mentioning that the two parents in this family had decided that Party A would always bring the kids to school since Party B's job started at the crack of dawn. Net result, the children had 50 tardies in the course of a year. Yikes. It is hard to know what's going on in any given situation. I mean, there may need to be some tough conversations. Though, in general, it's best for people to select the jobs that they are most drawn to, or that they care most about, or have the highest standards for. If one party really loves cooking, and the other doesn't, the non-cooking party is best off being assigned to, say, dish duty, rather than having constant fights over a meal rotation involving frozen pizzas or takeout. There should also be a conversation about what constitutes done. In an upcoming episode, I'll talk about how there is a difference between doing something yourself and making it happen. Even if one party loves cooking, general household standards need not require a cooked-from-scratch dinner every single night. There also needs to be some grace and no micromanaging. 50 tardies does seem a bit much to me. On the other hand, if one party agrees to do children's baths, and that party thinks 3 times a week is just fine for children too young to wash themselves, the other party's belief that 5 times a week is right is not really relevant. The stakes about this are low. So, butt out. In general, though, most people who choose to share a household want to make things run smoothly. If someone who hates grocery shopping knows that taking out the trash means he or she is never going to have to visit a grocery store again, well, this can make for a very attractive trade-off. So if you are looking for ways to reduce the mental load, consider listing out duties and divvying them up, assigning full responsibility for completion. You just might make everyone a little happier. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.